This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan says that North Korea has launched a suspected missile toward the sea. Japan's Coast Guard said it confirmed what appeared to be a North Korean missile fired Sunday morning. Further launch details were not immediately available. It said South Korea's news agency cited South military as saying that North Korea had fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. Calls to South's Joint Chiefs of Staff were not immediately answered. There's also saber rattling and the Arabian Sea. More from VOA's Laura Bowman.
Russia, China, and Iran have completed three-way naval exercises in the Arabian Sea that included artillery fire at targets on the sea and in the air. That's what the Russian Defense Ministry said on Saturday. The exercises off the Iranian port of Chabahar took place as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepares to host his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Moscow for a three-day state visit starting on Monday. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Kosovo and Syria have reached an agreement on implementing a European Union-backed deal to normalize ties.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell made the announcement late on Saturday after 12 hours of talks between Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti, Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić, and EU officials. The two leaders warned that disagreements remain between the two sides. Kosovo and Serbia have been in EU-backed talks for nearly 10 years since Kosovo declared independence in 2008. That was almost a decade after Serbian rule ended with...
That's VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and United Nations officials say an unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia has been extended. Neither the UN nor Erdogan said how long the agreement would last. Ukraine announced a 120-day extension Saturday, the day the deal was set to expire. A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson says Moscow agreed to a 60-day renewal. Ukraine and Russia signed separate agreements with the UN and Turkey last year to allow food to leave the Black Sea region after Russia invaded its neighbor more than a year ago. Moscow has complained about the implementation. Members of the U.S. Congress are still grappling with a potential legislative response to the abrupt failure of two U.S. banks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Lawmakers are questioning what went wrong that led to Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank to collapse.
Nerves are certainly frayed at this moment.
Senator Ron Wyden chairing a hearing Thursday on Capitol Hill, scheduled to talk about the debt ceiling, but it included the bank meltdowns. Virginia Senator Mark Warner.
Where was the bank management? Where were the regulators? Both state and federal.
President Biden has called on Congress to strengthen the rules for banks imposed after the 2008 meltdown, some of which were lifted during the Trump administration. But Republicans in Congress say laws are already in place, but regulators didn't do their job.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is indicating he will be arrested within days. VOA's Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman in Washington with details.
Former President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform on Saturday morning, said he will be arrested Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest. He did not give details. It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's interior minister has arrived in Rwanda for a visit aimed at reinforcing the UK's government commitment to a controversial plan to deport some asylum seekers to the African country. Ahead of her visit, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, said the migration policy will act as a powerful deterrent against dangerous and illegal journeys. Britain's Conservative government wants to stop migrants from reaching the UK on risky journeys across the English Channel, and a deportation agreement signed with Rwanda last year was part of measures intended to deter the arrivals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.